find the 28 week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 and 3 to 6, and 14b to 16 and 22. In the day when the Xerxes ruled there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took Moabite wife. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman were bereft of her two sons and her husband. Then she started with her daughter-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. Then they lifted their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her, and she said, "See, your sister-in-law had gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend on all the law and the prophets." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: love God and people. In Vietnam and in time past, the daughter-in-law is fearful of her mother-in-law, and to serve her husband's family, because there are many harsh mothers-in-law. They think that they must be hard on their daughter-in-law because they were maltreated as such by their mother-in-law. Today, especially in European and American countries, the mother-in-law is fearful of her daughter-in-law. Some even called their daughter-in-law as the mother-in-law. They feared their daughter-in-law shall invent reasons to put them into the nursing home, especially fear that they shall divorce their son. Both extremities must be avoided, and both mother-in-law and daughters-in-law need to change. When they cheat each other as such, they did not keep two most important commandments as Jesus teach it, love God and others. Moreover, by acting as such, they put their son or husband in a difficult situation to choose, either mother or wife. He should not choose either one, because God commands him to choose both. Today's readings provide materials for all people to meditate, especially mothers and daughters-in-law. In the first reading, the author gives us an excellent example about the relationship between Naomi, the mother-in-law, and Ruth, her daughter-in-law. Naomi must treat Ruth in a generous way so that even when her son passed away, Ruth could still say to her, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lord, I will lord. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." In the gospel, when the scribe came and tested Jesus with the question, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus clearly declared to him, "To love God above all, and to love neighbor as yourself." Second analysis. The first reading. "Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." First point. Naomi difficult situation. The author reported her difficult situation as follows. In the day when the Xerxes ruled there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took Moab by wife. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Kilion died, so that the woman would be bereft of her two sons and her husband. Naomi is not able to live as a widow in the foreign land, so she decided to leave Moab to return to Bethlehem, her native country, because she heard that God visited his people and gave them bread there. Second point. Ruth's love and reverence for Naomi, her mother-in-law. Third. Naomi advice for her two daughter-in-law. Before the returning to her country, Naomi called her two daughters-in-law and said to them that since her two sons passed away and she had no other son for them to marry, so they have no obligation to follow her. They can stay back in Moab, their country, and remarry if they would like to. Second, the reaction of two foreign daughters-in-law. Both lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Naomi said to Ruth, "See, your sister-in-law had gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "And treat me not to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." This is the statement which it deserves to put in historical book by the Israelites due to the following reasons. A special relationship between the mother and the daughter-in-law. This kind of relationship due to be bitter. For Ruth to say the word, especially when her husband no longer lived, Naomi must gain Ruth's special sympathy. A good relationship between the Israelites and the Moabites. Jewish tradition had a habit of insulting other nations. They do not want to have any relationship with the Gentiles. For Ruth to say, "Your people are my people," required Naomi to treat her daughter-in-law as a Jew. Moreover, this is also a prophecy which predicts that when the Messiah comes, there shall no longer a separation between the Jew and the Gentile, as Paul described. The special relationship between them led Ruth to believe in Naomi's God. And she said, "Your God is my God." Naomi's life became an example for Ruth to believe in God. The Gospel, two most important commandments. The first one, love God above all. When the Pharisee heard that he has silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." This is the first of the 10 commandments which God gave to the Israelites to Moses on Sinai Mountain. The Israelites call this commandment Shema. To help them to remember it, they write on paper and wear it at the phylactery on their forehead, or put them into the two little boxes and wear them on their arms every time they pray. Moreover, they also put it on the doorposts and the city gates to remind all people who pass by it. Such an important commandment which is put everywhere. And the scribes and Pharisees still ask Jesus, "There is no reason other than they insulted Jesus." This commandment, though it easily remembered, is difficult to fulfill for both the Israelites and the recent today. The Israelites knew that they must love God above all, but still make a golden calf to worship or to chase after foreign gods. Many of today's reasons still put other things above God, such as money, fame, position, and pleasure. They can skip Sunday worship to work, to see football games, or to be on cruises. Second point. To love neighbors as yourself. Jesus continued, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend on all the law and the prophets. These two important commandments should not be separated, but depended on each other. Whoever loves God also loves his neighbors. The reverse is also true. St. John clearly stated, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he had not seen." See the first letter of John chapter 4 verse 20. Application in life. When the daughter-in-law loved her mother-in-law, she loved her husband. The fourth of the Ten Commandments teaches her to honor both her parents and her husband's parents. When the mother-in-law loved her daughter-in-law, she loved her own son. A mother should not put her son in difficult situation, which is to choose either his mother or his wife. God wants him to both honor his parent and be loyal to his wife until death. To love God means to love others and to keep all his commandments. Amen.